You're listening to SBS News.
This is a very important election in Sri Lanka because it's the first time that Sri Lankans will vote for their president since the last elected president was forced to resign after weeks of protests. So if you remember, just over 2 years ago, in July 2022, there were protests right across Sri Lanka. The country was in the grip of an economic collapse due to poor policies and economic mismanagement by the government. Sri Lanka had run out of foreign exchange and it couldn't purchase essential items like petrol, cooking gas. So there were shortages of those items right across the country. That economic crisis led to a political crisis with people protesting across the country, demanding the resignation of the then president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa. That led to those iconic scenes from July 2022 of demonstrators occupying government buildings, swimming in the presidential swimming pool, and ultimately forcing the resignation of Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who fled the country.
So, Aaron, given that history, what's the mood like in Colombo going into today's poll?
Well, since those historic events of 2022, the situation in Sri Lanka has stabilized, both economically and politically. The protests died down soon after Gotabaya Rajapaksa resigned from office. Sri Lanka's parliament installed a caretaker president, and that caretaker president, Ranil Wickremesinghe, negotiated a $2.9 billion bailout from the IMF. And also restructured Sri Lanka's debts to other countries, including India and China. Now, on paper, the economic situation has improved. Inflation now has dropped down from a peak of around 70% in 2022. It's back down into single digits, and GDP growth is expected to grow for the first time since 2022 this year by about 3%. So on paper, the economic situation looks good. But when you speak to people around Colombo, families, business owners, they are really struggling. The costs of essential items, including food and medicine, are in some cases 75% higher than they were 3 years ago. So people are paying nearly double for essential items that they were only a few years ago. And those are the issues that are front and centre of people's minds at this election.
Let's look at the field. Is there a standout candidate? Is there a front runner?
There is not a front runner in this election. And that is one of the really unique things about it. In years past, or in elections past, elections in Sri Lanka have traditionally been a two-horse race between the incumbent and the opposition. At this year's election, there are 38 candidates standing for the presidency. That's a record. And from those 38 candidates, there's at least three or four that have a realistic chance of becoming Sri Lanka's next president. So among those is the incumbent, Ranil Wickremesinghe. He is running as an independent at this election, and his campaign is based on, the work that he's done since becoming Sri Lanka's president in 2022 is not complete. He's led the IMF bailout. He's led the negotiations with other nations, and he's pitching to continue doing that work. Also among the front runners is opposition leader Sajit Premadasa, and the son of former President Mahinda Rajapaksa and the nephew of also former President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, Namal Rajapaksa, is seeking to carry on his family's traditional dominance over Sri Lankan politics. So that's three of your candidates, but the fourth that is really generating a lot of discussion is the leader of a left-leaning coalition, Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake. He is a Marxist. by his political ideology, and he's really expected to capitalize on the dissatisfaction that many voters are feeling with the major parties.
So does this mean we're likely to see a close result?
Yes, because there are so many candidates with a realistic chance, and politics really has splintered in Sri Lanka since the crisis of 2022. This is expected to be possibly the closest contest that the country has ever seen. In order to become president, a candidate has to secure more than 50% of the vote in the first round of counting. If they don't, then the preferences of voters are factored in. The two candidates that performed the best on their first vote go to a runoff, second round of counting, and that's when those preferences come into play. That has never happened in Sri Lanka's history. A second round of voting has never been needed. As I said before, Sri Lankan politics is usually a two-horse race, these elections, between the incumbent and the opposition. But it is expected that for the first time in its history, a second round of counting will be needed to figure out who is Sri Lanka's next president.